In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us commence morning prayer sessions. Let's sing hymn 379. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I have some few words before we pray. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, from verse 1 to verse 4. Book of Colossians, chapter 3, from verse 1 to 4. If then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things and not on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. Colossians chapter 3 is most messages, put on yourself a new, put on a new self. This is the beginning of the passage here. Paul mentioned that if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking things above. You and I, we all reborn with the water, so we participate in the first resurrections. We have a new hope and have a true faith and true life. And this is a great blessing because God sent His only Son to this world, die on the cross, and make this possible. When I look at the life of peoples, when they have a hope, when they have a confidence, when they have a full of love, they never look down but look above. They have a more energetic at their face when I look at them. I think our Christian life, we do not look things the bottom, but above. All the things in this world turn out to be as great temptations, as we know that. So something we see is very important, because something we see is come from our heart. When I work for the menswear store, things, I worked for the wholesale stuff for about 1 year. Every time, during these times, looking something as menswear, how the combination, how to, because there is, owner have a one store, so I helped at a one store. At the beginning, I just trying to display as way I like it. And then the owner came to fix everything. This is not the way the customers. So then I learned one by one, little by little. Then I learned that it's what I see, what other people see is totally different. So as owners, as a find out what customer really looking for. So you have to read a customer's mind. So, and little by little I change, and then a concept is changed. And then I look around the other stores, and I do not look at other things, but only look at how they display in the store, how they inside, once a customer get into the store, how they can make them to attract their eyes, so grab the attention, and then we can sell the cloth. When I work for the building cleanings, it's a janitorial work for about, that's I work for about 7-8 months. Every time I look at the carpets, is it easy to carpet or is it things like this? When I work for the house paintings, and I follow them about 4 months, during that times, and I learn how to sending out there, to scraping out there, to primary, and put the painting. house in and out, then I learned the house. These are the easy one. Because as workers get into the house to painting, always seeking for the easy one. If this is hard, then it's quite tough. Once we engage something, then our eyes fix on to that direction. And once we become a Christian, and that we engaged, our eyes fix on something not belong to this world. It is the way it is so precious in our life. If we constantly seeking something bottoms or from this world, then always there's a temptations. Always there's our heart cannot be satisfied. And here the Paul encourages, if then you have been raised up with Christ, that means if you die with Christ, now the new one come out from you, new self out of it. Now keep seeking the things above. This is a Christian commitment. And then you and I, since we become Christians, we already participate in the first resurrections. Our hope is not belong to this world. Our hope is in the kingdom of God. We have to clearly see these visions from our heart. Then we can see, really can see things above. Let's look at James chapter 1. James chapter 1 verse from 12. James chapter 1 from verse 12. Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial. For once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when a lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. Do not be conceived, my beloved brethren. And here also James gives us encouragement. And verse 12 says, blessed is a man who perseveres under trials. For one has been approved, he will receive the crown of life. On the way, our journey in the Christian life, temptation is given because we do not live in the heavenly kingdom, but we live in this world. So we need to train our eyes and our minds, our ears, so that we can see something we supposed to see, and something we should hear that we hear. We supposed not to see that we should not to see. We supposed not to hear, we should not to hear, so that we can keep our purity from this world, so that we have our desire to the kingdom of God constantly alive from our heart to seeking things above. The book of Romans mentioned, do not conform to this world. Easily we can be conformed to this world. We easily ourselves to be selfish. We focus on ourselves, our own satisfactions. But we have to understand our life goal, our purpose of our God's creation for us is for His glory. If we keep constantly remind and this purpose in our life, then we can fix our eye on to above. Let's look at the first Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 verse 16. Colossians chapter 1 verse 16. For by him all things were created, both in the heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether throne or dominions or rulers or authority. All things have been created by him and for him. He also, apostle says, all things have been created by him and for him. I hope that we can remind this this message in our daily life. We are created by Him. without God, we are not here. And also, the purpose of our creation is for Him, for His creations. So keep seeking the things above. This is not a duty, but this is a blessing. This is not our obligation, but this is our natural reactions. Those who has been arise from with the Christ. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 from verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. I thought about the life of Apostle Paul. What makes him to rejoice? And he actually giving up everything what he belongs to before. Since he converted Christians, he become a disciple of Jesus Christ. Actually, in his life, nothing with him physically, but he understood that Jesus is with him. He gained the Christ in his life, so he can rejoice always. He know that his hope and his confidence is in the kingdom of God. So no matter what happened in his way of his life, he can overcome the difficulties. There's any kind of things in this world cannot bother him, cannot become obstacles, because his eyes fix on to Jesus Christ and things above. So that's why he can rejoice. So we know that we have a true hope, you and I. Where is your hope? Where is my hope? We have to think about it. True hope is in the kingdom of God. And this hope, it gives us a true rejoice. And this is different than something that comes from this word, because it's come from above, come from the Lord Jesus Christ. Rejoice means no matter what happens, we can rejoice, because we do not belong to this world, but belong to God and belong to the kingdom of God. Verse 5, let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. We know that the second coming of Jesus Christ is getting close. I have noticed that when the LA weather never happened this way. Have you noticed this year? This is uniquely different than compared to the last 20 years. There's sometimes a heat wave comes in Los Angeles, but usually 1 week is enough. But this one is continue goes on, this kind of strange weather. Heat wave actually hit the most of the many different continents, and also flood happens at many different locations, and many people die even in this summer times. We have noticed that this kind of disasters, corner to corners, come attacked and now globally. And we have to realize, no matter how much our science improved, no matter how much our lifestyle is changed to be better and comfortable, but we have to understand His second coming is closer. We do not put our mind in this world. At the same time, the Satan's more actively work around us. All the technologies, it become a hindrance many times. Yesterday, our pastors mentioned about it. Many things we actually create become problems because we can satisfy our physical life and physical eyes. We make our life to more try to focus on the simple life. It is a great benefit for us. Let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. It is, I think, mentioned about our patience and endurance, especially toward the end times. We can overcome the temptations. We be strong ourselves to make our life to be simpler. I think this is a great message. Verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with a thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Here that we, on the way, our Christian journeys, there's kind of a difficulties possible. There's kind of a trouble in our life. But be anxious for nothing. I know there is a life of difficulties. Sometimes we encounter difficulty. This is a given. But be anxious for nothing. We don't have to worry about it because we are children of God. God protect us. God guide us. As long as we trust in Him, He will help us and He will give us the strength to give us overcome all difficulties. But at the same time, in the verse 6, the Apostle Paul is telling us not just to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications with a thanksgiving. Which is we can put everything put onto the God's hands and that we continue to pray, ask Him to help us, our life, to give us, sustain our faith and in this world of journey until the reach to the kingdom of God. Verse 7, and the grace of God which surpass all comprehension shall guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. If we continue to persuade in this way, seeking things above, and continue to with the hope we followed our guidance of God, then God will give us a peace. Peace is the most precious one in our life. Many people, they're seeking for a way of trying to get the peace, so they earn a lot of money, and then they buy the nice house and make a big living room. Once they sit in the expensive couch, they think that they can have a peace. And somebody think that they can have a nice bed, put it in the bedroom. When they're sleeping, they may be comfortable, then maybe it gives them a peace. No, peace never comes from this world. There's many things that we think entangles our life to trying to these things away our peace from our heart. Peace is came from God. When you have a true peace, no matter where you go, you can have a peace then. You can sleep even any kind of chairs, any kind of floors. You can relax yourself. Peace is not came from the physical things. So with that, we can obtain the true peace. Just like a Paul, just like a Peter and John, when they're captured in a prison, they can have a sound sleep, they can have a sings, and a sing hymns. These pieces is come from the above. Nobody can take away. This peace is not influenced by the outside circumstances because it's come from above. Verse 8, finally, broadened. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is a good repute, if there is any excellence and in anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. I think I can mention the verse 8 as a consider. This is seeking things above. And these things, if we put it in our minds, these minds transform our life. Because we're seeking something we need in our Christian life. And we can put on the new self. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatever is true. True is a things right way. Things is righteousness. Things lead us into the salvations. Things bring us our life to pure. This is all the truth. When Jesus means I am the truth. All his word is the truth. So whatever is the truth within our heart, it transforms ourselves. Whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is a good repute. Of course, in our course of our daily life, we encounter things that we're supposed not to think. There's temptations. There's things that the filthy minds coming into us. But we through the prayers, we can cleanse ourselves. So I think each our prayer is precious. Each time our prayer is to help our spiritual strength. And also today, this morning, we continue seeking things above. During these 2 weeks, our focus in seeking things above. I hope you can achieve and I can achieve to find out that our goal and our purpose of our life, so that we do not seeking things in this world, but seeking things above. So that's how we can gain the strength and we can overcome the temptation throughout our life to obtain the eternity in the kingdom of God. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and delivered himself up for me. One more time here, Paul mentioned that I have been crucified with Christ. Once he raised from the Christ, and he became a true Christian in this way. I have been crucified with Christ. And he no longer lives his life for himself, but for the Christ. This is a true attitude of Christian's life. And you and I, since we become a Christians, we become a true Christians, let us follow the way of like Apostle Paul's life. I know it is not easy to ourselves to have been crucified with Christ. It's not easy actions taking place in our life. It requires your prayer and my prayer, and also it need the help of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. We have a human nature's own desire, sometimes hard to keeping up our own self. But when the Spirit of God mightily come upon us to guide us, then we easily can make ourselves to crucify with the Christ so that we can live for the Christ. Ask God to give us a strength, give us a power, and give us a wisdom so that everything will be possible in our life. So we can really keep seeking the things above so we can make a victorious life. Do not set our mind the things bottom here, but on the above. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8, last verse. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Romans chapter 8, verse 6, for the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the spirit is life and peace. I hope that this verse is as a warning to us and also encouragement for us. Let our mind set on the things above give us a true peace and true life. So all the brothers and sisters receive the true blessing from above. Let's all the brothers and sisters come up here to pray together.